This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. We pride ourselves on providing creative solutions to finance small businesses. I'm here with Paul Sharfman of Specialty Cheese Company talking about the benefits of government-guaranteed lending. We help Paul with both SBA and USDA loans to help him consolidate financing and grow his business.
Each time we've had a financing challenge, the Byline people have said, I don't know how we're going to do this, but they don't say no. They say, let's figure out a plan to work together to make it happen. And by gosh, they do. The philosophy of the small business capital team at Byline Bank and what the team executes so well is working with riskier companies that have potential and mitigating that risk with government-guaranteed credit enhancements through SBA and USDA loans. Very persistent, diligent, understanding people. We tripled our balance sheet overnight.
Byline Bank. We make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
Until you've tried CBD products, you don't know how powerful they may be for so many health concerns, or why CBD users say it's done a complete turnaround for me. CBD from the cannabis plant may provide many of the health benefits of marijuana, but without the high. It requires no prescription. Discover gimmick-free CBD at cbdistillery.com and enter Dustin for 20% off. Again, enter Dustin for 20% off at cbdistillery.com.
Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. If you notice dark stains on your ceiling, mold and mildew starting to set in, everybody I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. And there are some service companies that will just tear out the damage, and then you have to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration will take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. Speaking from my personal experience, Aloha was with me from start to finish, restored my home to pre-disaster condition, and made it look as good as new. Aloha's the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
For the past 2 decades, over 500,000 donors have trusted Cars for Kids with their cars. Now we can help with your property donations, too. Donate any kind of real estate at carsforkids.com and receive a tax deduction for the full appraised value.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Big game for Hamels today coming back to Philly. This is the first time he's going to pitch since leaving here in this town. Your thoughts on that for Ham?
I hope he pitches as well as when I saw him in another uniform here. He's always been good, and he still is good. He had a tough outing the last time out. I think the second game back after a rehab, after being injured, sometimes maybe your worst one. The first one, he great through 5 innings, had 74 pitches, had a great changeup. The last game, could not find command. He was just jumping at the plate. So knowing him, he'll stay with a rubber better longer tonight, and he's going to have a nice evening in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That was Ron Coomer with Joe Maddon before last night.
He does a great job.
Debacle. Coom?
I love him.
I thought you were talking about Joe.
I love Coom. I think he does.
Coomer. Coomer.
And let's just say Philadelphia fans were thrilled to see Cole Hamels.
You know,
A warm embrace.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure when we sit here and talk about the broadcast that we spend enough time on it, because I think that I think we have a lot of people in town that do a really good job. I'm going to be very curious to listen to the broadcast, to watch the broadcast with Jason Benetti, with Steve Stone taking a break from the trip to Anaheim and seeing the broadcast. I mean, I know you're not sold on Bill Walton.
No.
On it.
Don't misrepresent.
What are you talking about? You told me this morning that you are not sold on Bill Walton.
I told you I'm not sold on this idea. I love Bill Walton. I love Bill Walton as a basketball analyst.
Okay,
I think he's terrific.
I'm saying,
and funny.
When I say you're not sold on Bill Walton, I mean doing the baseball game,
well,
David.
Not the entire game.
What
maybe
do you mean?
Maybe a couple innings, maybe an inning. I think that could be really
long.
So tonight, Jason does the game with special guest.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You're the Sox guy.
It's Rubio!
Really? Is Rubio going to do it?
Special guest. Let's predict a special guest tonight. They're in California. It's a late game. Southern California. Robin Ventura? Would he drive down? Would he be around?
He would drive down interest in the broadcast.
Oh!
Jeez. What about Blackjack McDowell?
Okay.
Isn't he out there?
That's another special guest. See, I would like to hear from some of these ex-White Sox guys for an entire game. Oh, what's Wimpy doing? Is he busy this weekend, apparently?
But then you got Bill Walton tomorrow.
Yeah.
The Friday game.
Okay.
And you don't like that idea. Why? I didn't mean you don't. Like, Bill Walton's an evil person.
No.
But you're just like, Bill Walton at a baseball game. Bill Walton, his diatribe during the national championship was one of the more bizarre things. But I couldn't turn it off. They had him and a bunch of people talking while the game was going on, and Bill just went on and on about legalization of marijuana. I was just gripped by it because it was the rantings of a madman.
Do you know how long typical baseball games are?
Yes.
How long?
They're three hours. 3 hours plus-ish. Yes.
That's a lot of Bill Walton.
I'm a big fan.
I love Bill Walton when he's describing the fast break and defense and coaches and experiences.
I'm very curious to see how it works.
All right. I will be, too, for the first couple innings.
I knew Bob Marley, and now I know the both of you.
Okay. And I know I'm in the minority here, so that's okay.
Let me tell you something. The press release was the sort of thing, when you read it, you just wanted to save it. Like, it was a kind of thing, like, I should put that in my library.
Yeah.
That's the press release. Bill himself, it's going to be the kind of game that people remember for a long time, one way or another.
They will remember, and they won't remember anything about the game. It'll just be the game that Bill Walton called.
And then Saturday, it will be TV producer Michael Schur.
Okay.
Who is he? Do we know him? He was on The Office?
The Office is...
I'm sure nobody ever
credits.
Heard of
I think Parks and Recreation.
Oh, those
also.
Are great credits. Is he a South Side guy?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Is he a Sox fan?
He might be.
Is Bill Walton a Sox fan?
I don't even know that he knows the difference between the White Sox and the Red Sox. I'm not convinced
Michael
of that
Bryan
yet.
Michael Bryan
on Sunday.
Do you know him?
Nope.
Wait, who is he?
I don't know. Let's get your guy Brooks on the phone here.
He's a writer for Saturday Night Live?
This was the weekend.
He must be. That sounds
designed
like a South Side guy.
It's almost like they planned on the Sox being more than 11 games under 500 and not very interesting this weekend in California.
I disagree. I don't think that's the case at all. I think that they're looking to entertain as well as to, you know, rather than have one droll voice try to replace Steve Stone, who is an unbelievable analyst and tells you everything that's going on, they're going to get people from different walks of life to give you more of a fun.
Would Cubs fans appreciate that if Jim Deshays had the weekend off?
What are you talking about? One of the greatest Cubs broadcasts I've ever seen, ever heard, was Bill Murray. That should be in the Broadcast Hall of Fame. Play that over and over again. Remember that whole
year
where they were bringing
people in?
Bill Murray was an unabashed Cubs fan. He was yelling out the window at batters when they came up. It was hysterical.
All right.
Guys, do you remember Bill Murray doing a game?
No.
Dustin, no?
Yes, parts of a game. I don't remember a whole game.
Don't you remember how much fun that was?
It was fine, but that's not... The way we operate, that's not what I'm looking for.
Okay.
I don't need a circus.
I need
analysis. Yeah.
Yuck.
You're all the baseball circus.
Yeah, you stay
up tonight and let us know.
Look
how it
away
goes.
From the White Sox because they stink. But look at how much fun we have in the booth.
I don't know that I'll be staying up tonight, buddy. Okay, because I got a show to do in the morning. But I will be taping it.
Yeah, some of us have work tomorrow, David.
That's the problem. I will definitely be taping it.
David should be the one watching.
I will be watching
back.
Bill Walton. Okay, I will be watching Bill Walton, and I will be kind of. I might even have a libation, to be honest with you.
Well, great.
On Friday night,
if you're watching Bill Walton,
I might loosen up and let my hair down a little. If any of you would be interested in just kind of.
Yeah.
Just taking that, you know, those giant long neck pliers and removing whatever it is.
I'll be watching the Bears.
You've stuck in your
craw. Yeah, Friday night
is
the Bears. They're going opposite the
that's
Bears,
right.
by the
that's
way.
That's right. Well, you know what? I'm going to definitely tape the Bears and tape the White Sox, but I might, given the limited number of people I expect to play, the Bears are on earlier too, right? So I might just start watching the Bears and lead that right into
better
my,
take a nap, because Friday
Walton
nights
stuff.
Are crash nights.
Friday nights are difficult when you work this shift.
Friday nights are very difficult.
That's fair enough. That's a fair comment.
I'd say life in general is difficult when you work this shift.
I wasn't going to say that, but, you know, now that you mention it.
Well, you do get rather tired quickly, and doing anything at nighttime.
Sorry, did you say something? I was drifting off.
Yeah. That's the beauty of this shift, is that as long as you don't put your partner to sleep, you know you're doing okay.
And I don't want to misrepresent. The Bill Walton thing, I think he is a very good, entertaining basketball analyst. And he's fascinating to listen to. 9 innings of Bill Walton? Let me know how that goes.
I can't believe you're sitting here second guessing anything. You know what? We may be booking some of these guys. Hopefully they'll come on.
So we should be nice to them because we might be booking them.
I'm saying this, they might be a lot better than you're giving them credit for. Les is in Oak Park. Good morning, Les. How are you?
Morning, Les.
Morning, guys. You know, I want to talk about last night's third inning, but
the Cubs.
If you look at the schedule, and I invite you and your listeners to do so, in the last 2 weeks, we have 3 away games at the Mets who are burning up the league, and the final 3 games, as you guys know, is with the Cardinals. This does not bode well for any postseason berth. Now, let's talk about the bottom of the third yesterday. Mm. It reminded me of a bad Little League game. You know, there's excuses you can make, but the left fielder misjudged the fly. The second baseman didn't cover first on a bunt. The catcher was sleeping on a double steal, and the pitcher didn't cover first on a ground ball to the right side of the infield.
He started to go home. In fairness to Cole Hamels, he started to go home thinking that Anthony Rizzo was going to make a play at the plate.
That's the truth.
And he started to go. It wasn't like he just froze and stood there. And Kemp was playing pretty far away from first base. That was a hard play for him to make to get over for that. He did get over on one of them, right?
And they will make every right decision and follow every correct instinct at Wrigley Field.
That is the damnedest.
Because it is a home game.
Yeah.
And they think quicker and they react better when they're at home. I don't know why. It's just
I
don't know why.
I mean, I want a straight answer from you. What's going on? Why? Can't they win on the road?
It's inexplicable.
Why is there the Wrigley Cubs?
It's a fluky season. It's one of those times.
How can they have the worst record in the National League other than Miami?
Second worst.
Okay. Worst record other than Miami. That's the same thing.
Okay.
But correct me. But seriously, how can that happen? How can the Chicago Cubs, and again, they get all the, and Dustin says it's because everybody gets up for them. Explain them.
I'm just trying to come up with a theory.
Okay, but
I'm
explain
not
the third inning.
I'm just trying to come up with something.
The caller, Les, is correct. They were making errors. They were making dumb plays. Why is it that they don't do that when they're at home?
Javi Baez says that they do feel some sort of pressure. He suggested that last time when they came home and the question was posed, why are you guys so different? And he did suggest that maybe there's a little more pressure. The more it's talked about, the more it's discussed, probably the more it becomes a thing.
Yeah. I mean, I get that idea that it becomes like a self-fulfilling
prophecy.
You
speak it into existence.
Yes, right.
How could a team that came down from 3-1 in the World Series, one game 7 on the road, feel any pressure whatsoever in any regular season scenario? It boggles my mind.
Well, the expectations then were, I think, probably...
It doesn't get any more pressure-filled than that,
though. But they hadn't won anything yet.
But do you know what's really bizarre to me?
Yeah, that's fair enough. It's a mystery.
We talked to Gordon earlier in the show, and we talked about Anthony Rizzo and his response to the hunger thing. Mm-hmm. The idea that Castellanos has got hunger, and we talked about that spreading through the team. And instead, what's spread through the team is this mockery of hunger. Everybody's pretending to eat.
The pantomime feeding each other.
And let me ask something. Is that missing a point, or is that missing a point?
It's kind of missing the point.
It's totally missing the point.
I'll take you back to the Joe Madden show at Madden's Post. Remember that when John Lester was the guest and Joe Madden started saying something and Lester interrupted and said, well, no. We kind of know when to get started. You know, we know when to push a button, basically. That was a suggestion of him kind of almost correcting his manager. This is a team that feels like they can flip a switch, and I think that's what the crux of this whole discussion is.
When are they going to do it?
I don't know.
Are they going to do it in Pittsburgh?
They certainly can't do it on the road. They haven't done it yet. You'd think they would have by now.
The really annoying
I don't know if they will.
Is that they pretty much you know, when we were making our predictions and I said they got to get seven games on this road trip, my thought was they had put distance between themselves and the division. Three games, 3.5 games up. You win 7 out of 10. Now you're sailing through the end of the season. I thought this was the time to try to get a little bit of a breathing room here. And instead, right now, they are tied with the Cardinals, but technically behind them.
Yeah, they're in second place.
That is just mind-boggling.
They can still finish 5-5 on this road trip, though.
But that's your low standard.
That would still put them in first place, likely, on Monday morning. And if they are in first place on Monday morning after a 5-5 road trip, there will be less angst in the air in Chicago because the Cubs will be home for a little while and there'll be a salvageable road trip. Right now, it looks bleak, but they could still conceivably win tonight, win 2 or 3 against a bad Pirates team, and return home 5-5.
Whatever happened to standards? Whatever happened to expectation? Whatever happened to wanting the best for people? Let's hold them to a very low bar.
What happened to America?
They'll certainly hurdle it.
They set this standard themselves with the way that they've played on the road, where a 500 road trip would be a great improvement. So they did this to themselves.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Everybody celebrate losing to bad teams. I just can't get on board. I won't be a part of that.
He's going to have a nice evening in Philadelphia.
That would be fun to go out in Philadelphia. No.
No.
No. Everyone stay sober. That's a reference not to anything that's going on with the Cubs, but to the one call.
And what happened? Madden takes him to the World Series and then says, play hard, party hard.
Don't think that's it either.
No, but it is a reference to the commercial where he's sitting on a throat of champagne.
Benny's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's play hard, drink less, and see what happens.
What's great about that? That guy calls in daily with that complaint, and Les gets more upset every time he calls.
That's the best part.
Yeah, it's the misery of it. All right, I want to
talk about these Cubs and what they're doing.
We are contractually obliged to do some transition next, and we're delighted to have Hob in again with Connor McKnight. It'll be fun to talk to those guys, and we'll do that next. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers and the all-new Hyundai Palisade.
Get to Old Navy right now. All jeans are on sale up to 50% off. From just $15 for adults, $10 for kids. Try on a pair in-store and save even more. With $5 off your purchase of $50 or more during Old Navy's Great Denim Try-On-A-Thon. Hurry in now to find your perfect fit and save big with up to 50% off all jeans. Now at Old Navy. Valid 8/12 to 8/21. Excludes in-store clearance, gift cards, register lane items, and jewelry. $5 discount valid with jeans purchase.
Tile is about to rock your world with rustic stone look flooring that's durable and low maintenance. Traffic Master Portland Stone Gray Tile from the Home Depot gives you the look of real stone for floors that will get a second look. And because it's tile, it's low maintenance and now even easier to fit into your budget. Traffic Master Portland Stone Gray Tile, just 77 cents per square foot at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store while supplies last.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introducing the $1 yoga deal.
Breathe in. And I'ma see you later.
Or get a real deal at McDonald's. Introducing the buy one, get one for a dollar deal. Buy one of your faves and pick another for just an extra buck. Choose from the Big Mac, filet of fish, quarter pounder with cheese, or 10-piece chicken McNuggets. But you better stop by McDonald's today because this deal is only around for a limited time. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any offers or combo meal.
Honey, I switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Like what?
Well, we got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones, 4 lines for $100 a month, I smashed up the car, and unlimited gigs.
Wait, did you say you smashed up the car?
Yes, it's completely smashed. But four free phones.
Switch to Boost and get four lines for $100 a month. Four free phones with unlimited gigs, all on our super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Terms and conditions apply. New customers only. Visit BoostMobile.com for details.